To explain the dynamics of the rear inflow jet, we will start with the mature squall line schematic shown here. As a squall line matures, high-level anvil material begins to stream from the leading edge into the rear side of the squall line, represented by the yellow trajectory. Loaded with small and medium-sized hydrometeors that have not fallen out of the leading edge, the anvil begins to precipitate, resulting in the region of trailing stratiform precipitation outlined in green. The anvil material warms the upper troposphere through latent heat released in the updraft along the leading edge. This heat acts to hydrostatically lower the pressure beneath the anvil, but above the cold pool, marked by an L. A hydrostatic high still exists near ground level in the cold pool, dominating any pressure drop caused by anvil material aloft. In terms of pressure dynamics, the anvil-induced low induces air to laterally flow in from both the front and rear sides of the squall line, shown by the arrows to the right and left of the L. Air begins to flow rear to front, initiating the rear inflow jet. Presumably, the strongest mid-level flow resides underneath the thickest part of the anvil, just behind the deep updraft forced along the leading edge of the squall line. Therefore, the RIJ accelerates until it is just behind the updraft.